Moncrief on News Talk.
Like any country, Ireland has its problems, but is it as bad as is often portrayed, as we portray it? We love giving out about the state of the country. Of course, if a foreigner says a bad word about Ireland, we'll reef them. Ciara Sadlier has been pondering this in the Irish Times. Good afternoon, Ciara.
Hi, Sean. How are you?
We can't help ourselves, Ciara. It's just a thing we do.
Yeah, we do. We do like to moan a good bit about where we're from. I guess, you know, what has been getting under my skin is when people move away, people from Ireland move away, and suddenly they start giving out about Ireland and say the place is a kip, and when they come back, they might be giving out about things that that they suddenly think are very colloquial types of traditions maybe that we're used to in Ireland that they suddenly want to mock.
Right. What kinds of things?
I guess, you know, things like the Angelus or the Late Late Show, or and they come back and goes, are you guys still doing that? Like we're a bunch of Egypts, basically. And I'm thinking, well, hang on, you only left a few weeks ago.
Yeah. But where are they going, these people that is Nirvana?
Yeah, I suppose they're going to these big cosmopolitan cities where everything is so convenient and amazing, and suddenly wherever it is in Ireland seems an impossible place to function.
Yeah.
So people who go, how am I supposed to get the bus around here? Because they can't pay with their phone, or they start mocking the way we operate.
Yeah, they're very small things to kind of give out about, though. Really,
I think it's more the sneering that irks me when they say it with a kind of superior tone, and they've only just left, really, or if they haven't been gone long.
Yeah, the thing is, like, if say somebody moves to London or New York. Sure, there's parts of London and New York you wouldn't go through. They'd be too, dangerous. And they're kind of blind to the fact that those places too have huge setbacks.
Yeah, I don't hear people talking as badly about the places they go as they do about home. Even though when I go to those places, I can see the flaws straight away. But I wouldn't dare be as critical of those places to the people from those places as Irish people are about Ireland.
Yeah. Now, you weren't born in Ireland, so maybe you've a slightly different perspective on this.
Yeah, I was born in Malawi, and I moved around a lot. I lived in Ethiopia and Vietnam and Zambia, which you just mentioned. So I suppose the places I was living weren't as maybe as glamorous or as high functioning as New York or Sydney or where many of our immigrants go, and I always thought of Ireland as home, and as you said, as the Nirvana and somewhere I wanted to go, and I have always adored it. And of course, I get upset about plenty of things that happen in Ireland, but I don't know if it's a respect thing, or I get sad about things, but I don't turn around and start, kind of in a degrading way talking about my home, the place I'm from.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody's texting to say, based on the fact they got up and moved, then surely they're entitled to moan about Ireland. Well, maybe not. Maybe the opposite is true. They're not entitled to moan about Ireland. Someone else says,
I was sorry, Sean.
Yeah, no, go on. What were you going to say there?
I know, I was comparing it to a friend of mine who, they became a vegan. And within a couple of weeks of that, I went to his house for a cup of tea, and he put the two cups of black tea on the table because he wasn't taking milk. And I said, do you mind if I have some milk? And I can just remember his face and the disgust and the, like, Oh, I don't know how you can be drinking milk in your tea. And I said, here, I saw you eating a cheese, like a beef cheeseburger about a fortnight ago. Somebody just relax.
Yeah.
You know, it's that kind of, the mockery.
The zeal of the converted, yes. Of course. They want everyone to agree with them. Another text of those says, I found it to be the opposite. When I lived in San Francisco, I found myself appreciating all the things I miss from home. Spice bags, snack bars and good chocolate. To be honest, what I missed the most was the people and the crack. I found with Americans, you never knew where they stood. They were all so friendly, but I remember coming out of the job interviews thinking I'd smashed it. But actually, they never contacted me again. Irish people and our humour is refreshingly honest. So,
yeah, definitely. As when I was living away and as an emigrant, you know, it was a badge of honour, really, to be Irish. And normally people would be delighted that you were Irish and they wanted to tell you about their connection to Ireland or and had great connotations. Sometimes I think there's been a few incidents, you know, with people maybe from England where they have said things. I remember speaking to an English woman when I was living in Tanzania and she was talking about a man, not an Irish man, and he was doing a really bad job at something. He's being really painfully slow. And she said, God, he's being so Irish about it. And she said it to me. And then my face dropped and she said, you know what I mean, don't you? And I said, no, not really. I don't. So I guess I got a bit of a shock then that, oh, do people not? I didn't realise really that people had that association with Ireland, or that you describe as being doing something really badly and slow as being very Irish about it. But I feel like some Irish emigrants do. Now she was English, but I think even Irish people would go, "Yeah, you're right. They're all a bunch of idiots." You know, they're still
because I don't know if you remember Fawlty Towers. There was a character in Fawlty Towers. He was an Irish actor, and I forget what the name of the character was, but he was a builder. And it was an ongoing joke where, you know, he was supposed to do X, Y, and Z and he never did it. And he always had some excuse as to why it wasn't getting done or why it was going to cost twice the amount he was originally charging for them. Yeah,
I forgot about him, right?
So, but I mean, a lot of the time people get their notions about Ireland from those kinds of things, really. Though I would imagine for people, though, who go to live abroad, that they, you know, as you said, it becomes a kind of a badge of honour that you're Irish, and you become a little bit more Irish than you wouldn't kind of default back to giving out about everything as you would if you were living here. You'd be more a bit more, you know, not defensive, but, you know, you would defend Ireland a bit more, I would have thought.
Yeah, I think people can really kind of get into it. I was actually talking to somebody earlier in Belfast about the article, and she was saying that a friend of hers who was a staunch unionist moved somewhere out of Ireland and contacted her to say he had joined an Irish band, like an Irish trad band, and she was able to show him the irony of that.
Yeah. Another text says, I know people who join GAA teams after moving abroad, having never played at home. I think people embrace their Irishness more when they go away and flock together. Think of Clapham in London or St Kilda's in Sydney. Someone else says, I lived and worked abroad for 10 years and returned in 2019. I came back with a genuine appreciation for how wonderful a place Ireland truly is in terms of how free and prosperous we are. I do, however, feel we are currently in decline, not in an economic sense, but in a cultural and social sense. Our young people can neither afford to buy nor rent a house, and our system of taxation has become very harsh on middle to high earners. We're becoming dangerously socialist, this person says. But that's, you know, that's kind of that and a range of other things as a sort of criticisms that you'll have. But, you know, Ireland in general, rather than, you know, if you like, socio-political things that are happening in Ireland right now. Ireland is absolutely not a kip. We have a fantastic country, huge progress over the last 50 years. Ireland is not perfect and work needs to be done to undertake in a number of areas. Far too easy for people to criticise, says this texter. Someone else says, I travelled the world for work and coming home was always excellent. Compared to many countries, we've very little to complain about. That's true. And I think, I think, Kira, a lot of people would experience that. You go away for a long time or maybe even just a fortnight. And then you come back and you know, the people looking at your passport will always say, welcome home. And it's lovely.
Yeah, exactly. I used to love, even as a child, I'd you know, be taking long journeys home and I'd be waiting to get on the Aer Lingus flight and see the staff in the green uniforms and wait to look out the window at the green fields and all that. So even before I would land, that would be the most exciting part of the journey. And it's great to hear that so many people are responding by saying that they had a greater appreciation and were able maybe to dig into some of Irish culture abroad. But certainly I still feel that people do enjoy kind of getting on the bandwagon of saying that place is a kip.
Yeah.
That place is a kip.
Kira, thanks a million for talking with us today. That was Kira Sadlier there. Another text that says, it's not that Ireland is a kip. It's that the government keeps saying how rich and world leading we are, yet we have no proper transport. Everything is too slow and expensive, and government keeps saying it's because we're a small country off Europe, and then say we can influence the rest of the world. That's a fair point. Kind of often mixed messages we get from our government. Just think about going through passport control at Dublin Airport when you land home. They say your name and say, welcome home. Sure, where else would you get it? Well, absolutely. Where else would you get it? Somebody else says, Ireland is the third safest country in the world. I don't know where you got that, but kind of sounds believable to me. Sure, people would say, no, it's not. Try going down Temple Bar on a Saturday night. See how safe it is then. And many people texted in to say the Irish builder in Fawlty Towers was Riley, played by that was the character's name, played by the Irish actor David Kelly. Indeed it was.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.